The largely voluntary phosphorus ban goes into effect January 1st. It would require homeowners to test their soil and prove they need phosphorus before applying it. It's meant to reduce smelly algae blooms in county lakes by keeping phosphorus out of stormwater runoff. But a spokesperson for the company suing to block it cites studies that show the phosphorus in lawn fertilizers isn't the main problem. Amy Winters says construction site runoff and dog waste are larger contributors.
We are fully aware of the need to protect the lakes in our area, but unfortunately this just really isn't the right approach.
Both city and county leaders say they're confident they can fend off the legal challenge. City Attorney Michael May says challenging the science behind the ban is not a sufficient reason for a court to rescind it.
The fact that this group happens to believe in a certain set of reports while the city council may have relied on a different set of experts is not a basis for throwing out the ordinance.
There is precedent for restricting phosphorus fertilizers. Minnesota passed a statewide law limiting its use on lawns last year. Bruce Wilson of the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says initial studies indicate it's helping lakes there, and he says in the long run, protecting the lakes saves money.
If we can cut 10 to 20 to 30% of the phosphorus income to our urban lakes and are rapidly urbanizing outstate lakes for Minnesota and Wisconsin, we could save millions and millions of dollars worth of rehabilitation efforts that would have had to have been otherwise done.
But the companies challenging this local phosphorus ban say it violates a federal law that prohibits local governments from regulating lawn chemicals. They also claim it unfairly exempts the use of organic phosphorus, giving organic companies an advantage over standard chemical products. City and county attorneys say they're preparing to refute those claims in court. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.